You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 31 for Monday, September 6th, 2010. Versions of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday morning. It is Monday, September 6th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett Fresh, back from a trip to Atlanta, Georgia for Dragon Con. Big thanks to everybody out there for making me feel so welcome there at Dragon Con. My first Dragon Con, and it was really cool. Costumes, but podcasting. Yeah, I mean, there was the, you know, you hear about Dragon Con, and the first thing you see online if you do a search for Dragon Con are all of the costumes that are out there. And you don't see how cool the tracks are. I mean, they've got an astronomy track, they've got a skeptic track, they've got, you know, gaming and sci-fi and Star Trek and Star Wars, all these different tracks. And they have a podcasting track, and I spoke on a few panels. Very good time out there, and big thanks to everybody out there, especially Len Peralta from Jawbone, who was instrumental in getting me out there for this trip and getting me onto some panels and getting me introduced to some great people that I don't think I would have had the chance to meet otherwise. So thank you very much, Len, and thank you to everyone out there who, like I said, made me feel welcome. Let's talk more about music, though. Let's talk more about covers and what you do on this show. This show is called Who Did It Better, and that's exactly what I ask you at the end of every show. At the end of the last show, we talked about the Beatles. We talked about Ringo Starr specifically and a song he did for the White Album called Don't Pass Me By. I played you two different versions of it, one by the Georgia Satellites, one by Field Music, and a very, very close competition this time, much closer than we've had in a long time. 40% of you like the Field Music version, and just a little bit more than that, about 43% of you prefer the Georgia Satellites version of Don't Pass Me By. So clear winner, well, clear as in close winner, Georgia Satellites and their version of Don't Pass Me By. 17% of you said don't really care for either version, and nobody had an other right in answer, so that must mean that it was a very good decision to pick those two songs. Now, we're probably not going to see the same thing as far as the other category being empty for today's episode. We're done with the Beatles month. Let's move on to a song that was made popular by the Temptations, but I bet a lot of people don't realize that it was actually a cover. Originally written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong and performed by The Undisputed Truth in 1971. I don't know if I've played that original version on Coverville, but I have it. Gosh, you know, you hear this song, you automatically think of The Temptations. Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Why this one? Well, because Friday was the 3rd of September, a day I'll always remember. Two versions to play for you today. The first one by David Lindley and El Rayo X from their 1988 album, Very Greasy. Great version here of Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
It was a 3rd of September. papa was a jack of all trades. That's what led him to an early grave. Some people say papa used to bake, bar, and steal to pay his bills. Papa was never too much of thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama looked up at me and said, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Yes, he did. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone.
David Lindley and El Rayo X from their 1988 album with a cover of Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Now, if you know me, you probably are thinking I'm going to pick the Was Not Was version for the competitor on that one. I love that version. And as I was getting stuff together, it was pretty much a given for me. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to use the Was Not Was version. And what other version am I going to use? But two versions rose above the Was Not Was version for me. And one of them was that David Lindley and El Rayo X version I just played. The other one was one that was recorded specifically for Coverville a couple years ago for Coverville Idol, where the task was record a song that was a number one song in 1973. And Andrew Rothman chose this song, a fantastic version, kind of has a little bit of a Pink Floyd vibe to it, a Pink Floyd The Wall vibe to it. I think you'll see what I mean when you hear the beginning of it. Here is Andrew Rothman with his version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone, recorded specifically for Coverville.
September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but
bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama just hung her head and said, son.
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Hey, hey. Is it true what they say that Papa never worked a day in his life? Bad talk going around town saying Papa had three outside children and another wife.
That ain't right.
Heard talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching. Talking about saving souls while all the time leeching. Dealing in debt and stealing in the name of the Lord.
Mama just hung her head and said, son.
Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left us was alone. Hey, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what sent Papa to an early grave? Folks say that Papa would beg and borrow and steal to pay his bills. People say that Papa never was much on thinking. He'd spend most of his time chasing women and drinking. Mama, I'm depending on you. Now tell me the truth. Hey, 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 Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. When he died, all he left us was alone. Hey, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. Golden stone.
Andrew Rothman with his amazing version there of Papa Was a Rolling Stone from the Coverville Idol 1973 competition. You can find that way back in the show notes. I'll put a link in today's show notes as to where you can listen to all of the entrants in that Coverville Idol. So now you've heard two versions. You've heard the David Lindley and El Rio X version. You've heard the Andrew Rothman version. Now I want to know which one you liked better, or if there is another one. Maybe you do like that Was Not Was version better than these two. Tell me about it. Go to coverville.com, find the poll for this episode, tell me which version you liked better, or neither, or other. If it's other, then, tell me which version you like. It's that simple. It really is. Okay. That is going to do it for this edition. If you have a suggestion, idea, request for Who Did It Better, please email it to me. You can send it to coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or visit coverville.com. Of course, you're going to do that anyway to vote, aren't you? Of course you are. And you can also put your notes and comments and ideas there. That is going to do it for this edition. We'll be back next week with the results of this edition of Who Did It Better, as well as a brand new competition. Oh, can't speak this morning. Labor Day. Until then, this is Brandon saying that just about covers it for this morning. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. A proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And you'll find Who Did It Better, as well as all of the Coverville free podcasts available through Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!